bring you this reading from the Reverend Lynn Cox, UU minister. She's from Baltimore. Holidays are complicated, especially the ones named after roles. Human relationships are messy, including relationships with people who are honored by holidays. For a lot of people, Father's Day brings up feelings of grief for fathers who were lost or couldn't be there, who chose not to be there. Father's Day might bring up feelings of sorrow or regret for people who want or wanted to be fathers and haven't been able to, or haven't been able to be the fathers they wanted to be for their kids. Today might be a day of divided loyalties for people who may have called more than one person father or dad in the course of their lives. Then there are the people of a variety of genders who are father figures, step-parents, mentors for young people, but who don't get the recognition they deserve today or any day. On the other hand, Father's Day can be joyous and sweet, remembering the times when dads or granddads or role models were there for us, for people who have a positive relation with a living father figure. Today may very well include happy phone calls, funny greeting cards, tacky ties. For contented new fathers, today may be full of wonder and hope as they get used to their new title. And for a lot of people, there will be a mix. Even the best dads fall short sometimes. Some fathers who struggle still have their shining moments. Nothing is simple. So may we be grateful for the nurturing we have received in our lives from sources both hidden and obvious. May we heal from the losses highlighted by Father's Day. May we nurture each other and the generations to come. May the friendship and love we have in our lives today ease the pain and amplify the positive memories of our past. May this be a day of reconciliation and peace. Jane Unger is the minister of lifespan learning and the editor of the newsletter of our Church of the Larger Fellowship. I bring you some of her words. What a gathering! The purple tongues of iris licking out at spikes of lupine, the orange crepe skirts of poppies lifting their butter over buttercup and daisy. Who can be grim in the face of such abundance? There is nothing to compare, no need for beauty to compete. The voluptuous rhododendron and the plain grass are equally filled with themselves, equally declare the miracles of color and form. This is what community looks like, this vibrant jostle, stem by stem, declaring the marvelous joining. This is the faith, the face of communion, the incarnation once more gracefully resurrected from winter. Hold these things together in your sight, purple, crimson, magenta, blue. You will be feasting on this long after the flowers are gone.